Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at AwkwardXX.
So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. When the world is fucked, let's get to fucking, right?
Right.
What else can we do, y'all? But welcome back to Awkward Pillow Talk. I'm Jason Klass, and this is my beautiful, beautiful wife. I stole it. Stephanie Klass.
Stephanie Klass here.
And we're kind of doing a little intro here because we've hit a little bit of a vein of new listeners. Yeah. So welcome.
Well, thank you. In a good way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this awkward-ass journey of sex and anxiety and relationships and adult content.
And everything in between.
Absolutely. Just kind of our lives in general. We've decided that being open and honest with people was the best way to get people to stop misunderstanding us, right?
Right. And, you know, like truly understanding what it is that we do, where we come from, and how we got to where we are, because there is a lot of questions that people have asked us.
Like, we get so many questions all the time, and we realize, though, that while we think we're pretty special and unique, we're not that special and unique, and that a lot of people share the same values and the same ideas and desires that we do, but maybe don't have the ability to, you know, speak about it like we do,
right,
or the way to put it into words to their spouse.
Right.
I mean, we get asked that question all the time too. Like, oh, I want to talk to my spouse without totally destroying my marriage.
Right. Like, how did you bring it up? How do you get your spouse into liking this? Do I force her? No, don't force her.
Yeah. And I mean,
him or whoever.
The whole thing that we talk about, I think the recurring theme is that Steph and I are comfortable talking about anything with each other.
Right.
That's the whole premise of this show, right? Is we kind of got to the point to where at night, when we wanted to do something or I had something in my head, we would just lay down and we would just talk about it. And
right.
No matter how awkward it was.
I would make my notes and...
Honestly, most of the time it ended up us in the shower. I think we've ended up with most of them. We call it awkward pillow talk because obviously that makes more sense. If I said awkward shower talk, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
If we couldn't like post that on certain places, but you know, like, but a lot of our, you know, ideas and a lot of our brainstorming and our like serious talks come from just being in the shower and being
wild
open and
ideas.
Honest. And
there's nothing that she could say to me or that I could say to her that would ever ruin our relationship. Right. It's just, these
no
are ideas. These
how
aren't
wild and out there. They are.
They're wild. They're absolutely
sometimes I'm
incredible.
Like, I don't understand. I'm going to need you to explain
you
it.
She'll hit me with like a hard no. And I'll be like, hold on 1 second. I need to like back up and like write this down because like if you don't understand it right in this moment and I don't write it down right now, then the idea is going to be gone.
Right.
So I'll break off. I'll go explain it and I'll come back to her.
Usually
after I've gotten
it's
my
GPT that
GPT's really good at like understanding my brain lately.
Yeah, it's pretty well.
But yeah, no, I mean, that's usually how we do it, right? It's just we kind of talk it through. So like if you can't talk to your spouse about anything, then having a discussion out of nowhere about swinging is going to be tough. Now, I will say that swinging brought us even closer together, so I can't say that, like, because we were this close before swinging, so there's obviously a little give and take on that. But you should be comfortable talking to your spouse about a lot of things. Make sure that you're in a position where your spouse isn't going to, like, you know, freak the hell out on you. You shouldn't be, you know, having a rough spot in your relationship and then thinking,
and then
hey, swinging is going to be what fixes
this
it.
This is what saves the marriage. Nope, that's
it's
probably
just as dumb as being like, hey, one more kid will fix it.
Right.
Yeah, not going to work. You got to be a strong couple, and if you're not, then, you know...
You have to have the trust.
It's going
to
expose a lot of the, you know, the weak parts of your relationship.
Right.
But if you're a strong couple, it's going to really highlight the strengths in your relationship.
Right,
and I think that's what it did for us, because we were already so tight.
Right.
That when we finally dropped that barrier of being able to be like, you know what, this is just pleasure. We're allowed to just enjoy this. It has nothing to do with our relationship, but it can increase our relationship.
Right.
At that point, we were just like, yeah, this is, yeah, good to go.
I agree.
So another part of this thing that we want to kind of talk about, and the main premise of this episode is going to be talking about our big group project that we had a while back, a few years ago.
It was, oh my gosh,
because we keep getting asked about it, and we finally figure, hey, let's tell this story so that everybody kind of hears. So it's going to be explicit, as per usual when we do these things, so here's your heads up. But we did want to kind of break it down and kind of talk about it a little bit because we've had so many people coming in from TikTok and Instagram asking us questions about like, Steph, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
You're not going to believe it.
Like, or what's the biggest you've had? Or do you,
how
only,
many,
like, or, do you only like black guys? And we realize there's a bunch of these questions that like we just don't answer on here because quite frankly, it's just we don't really find a place to answer them just naturally.
Right.
So this is us making a place to answer those weird questions, I guess.
Right. Like, you know, some people will be like, you know, does it matter about size? you know, just all these random questions that, yeah.
So now we can be like, hey, TikTok, here's your answers.
Go
this
check
is your
out
TikTok answer video.
Right.
But really, that is it. Because like, if we give the answers on TikTok, then we get banned.
Right.
But we do have the way of giving them the answers. So let's go. What's the biggest cock you've ever had, Stephanie?
10.5-inch BBC.
All right. And you're a BBC lover forever now, right?
No.
No?
No.
Color doesn't matter.
Color does not matter.
Holy shit.
Hey, and guess what? Size also does not matter.
Look at that.
Boom. Like, it does not matter. I don't care if you are 4 inches or if you, I mean, maybe 12 might be a little much, but like.
But we're willing to find out.
I'm willing to try, but like 10.5 is the biggest I've had. So like, if you got one bigger, I mean.
And then the next question, I know all of our longtime listeners are going to know the answer to this because I've mentioned it at least once. But the other question is, how big is I? Am I? How big is I? How big is I? How big am I? I must be pretty small if I'm letting all these dudes have sex with my wife. Nope. Like, nope, I'm doing pretty well for myself. What, 9?
9, you know.
Probably more at this point because I started using this Bathmate Extreme thing.
Yeah. I think it's wild.
Y'all, these are the dumbest things I've ever wanted to promote. I don't mean it like dumb like that. Like all
to say, you all props.
Okay, from the vanilla aspect of it, right?
Yes.
Like if you're looking at it from the outside, looking at it, be like, why are you going to buy something to pump your dick up? You already got 9 inches.
Bigger.
You know what I mean? Like, well, first off, it makes it look fucking glorious.
Yeah, I mean, it's our job.
It's our job, so it helps. But
it's like if you were a bodybuilder, would you like just not go to the gym because like everybody already knows you're a bodybuilder? No, you're going to continue to work out.
That's exactly what this thing does. Is it works out my dick. Essentially, it keeps the blood.
Like my analogy?
Yeah, it was a good one. It keeps the blood vessels nice and open, I suppose. Keeps things nice and elastic. But, I mean, I'm telling you, it feels like I got an extra 2 inches on it on top of the 9 I had.
Like, I would love to be able to, like, go back and look at old videos and then, like...
And compare it?
I mean, there's no way to actually truly know, but, like, just to see...
It like, feels like it, man. It feels like it. I'll tell you.
It looks like it. I mean, it feels like it to me.
You have said you've had some interesting sensations.
Hold up. I was like, you are pumping into places that shouldn't be pumped into, so...
I mean, I'm typically, like, number 2 in the room, you know, if not number 1
right.
for size. But I also don't go around, other than on my podcast, talking about how big my dick is, because it's really not, like,
it doesn't matter.
It's not something I think about, and maybe it's just because I've never had an issue with it.
Right, and to, like...
I've had plenty of other insecurities. I've been insecure about my weight most of my life. Right. I had stretch marks on my stomach I was insecure about for years. So, I mean, I understand insecurities. I'm not without insecurities, for sure.
Right. I mean, I think everybody's got a
lot of insecurities. Well, and I just think it's important for me to throw it out
there. Right.
Like,
no, I get you.
I'm not, you know... being naive to the fact that I don't think I'm perfect by any means.
Right.
You know? And I understand
you're not Adonis, you know?
Well, you know, if you think I am.
Yeah. I mean, you are in my eyes.
Thank you, baby. But, I don't know. I just think it's one of those things that we get asked a lot about that size. And it's obviously something that is weighing on a lot of guys' minds.
Right.
And I'm sure, I mean, Steph can't speak for every woman.
Yeah.
But she can speak for herself and say that size is not an issue. We literally only ask at this point so that we make sure that you don't get impaled.
So I mentally prepare myself so that I know. Because before the 10.5, we did not ask because it did not matter. We thought we would never see one that size. And when we did see it and he pulled it out, we were like, holy shit. Like, so now we ask so that I could just... prepare myself for what is to come. Again, I will still take it as a challenge, but I need to mentally prepare myself.
So before we go into all of our other stuff, the stories from today, I want to make mention that we've got our sites up. You guys should go check them out. If you want to get that Bathmate, I've got a link to Bathmate on our site, virginitysnatchers.com. Go to the affiliates, click on Bathmate. It's expensive, but it's worth it, y'all. It works.
Like, if you truly want to see a difference, give it a try.
Yeah, I'm not, I promised from the beginning I wouldn't lie about any of this stuff. So I've tried it for over 30 days.
Yeah.
And I'm still sold on it. I still use it too. Yeah. So it's not like I was using it just because they said to. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I plan to keep using it because it has
just so many good reasons to use it.
Yeah. It's worked out really well for us because we've been filming so much lately.
Right.
And part of that's we changed up kind of where our content is and where how you can get it and stuff. Yeah. So. For those of you that have not paid yet, but still want to see us do the dirty, Pornhub, we've got a few full length videos on there that are not censored. And we're doing that as just a trial run because we have so much content.
Right.
And this is not our best content that's on there, but it is still very high quality. I think you'll be impressed with it. And hopefully you get it. You'll want to see more. So now all of the content that Steph and I do together, except for like special requests or specific kinky things,
right,
will be available on our wall on OnlyFans and on Fansly under the premium subscription on Fansly.
Right.
And just the regular subscription on OnlyFans.
Correct. On my Stephanie one.
Yep, on Stephanie Class. And we're going to get rid of that whole the classroom thing because we just honestly have so many videos that are such high quality that if we didn't do this, we were going to have so much stuff just get lost. And I think we have so much stuff that could be specific to certain people, you know, once we start going through and like really labeling them correctly, right. Which we have been doing.
We have been trying. Yes.
So everything is going to get a little easier to understand and stuff. So
it takes time. Yeah. So just be patient with us.
You got to keep in mind that I've got this crazy ADHD brain for the past 3.5 years. I was the one organizing everything.
Right.
So now we've got to wait for Stephanie to jump in and clean up my mess.
Salvage it.
Story of her life.
I'll get there. I just also have, you know, there's been a lot going on here. So
we have had a lot going on, but it was nice though that we got on TikTok and had that nice little bump. We had what 300-400 people. I think 22,000 views within like the hour that we were online.
No, we were on for almost 2 hours yesterday.
Whatever.
I got a notification that we were on for an hour and a half, and we stayed on for quite a bit longer after that.
That's still good. 22,000 views, awesome. The best we've had in a while.
I mean, that's like 11,000 an hour. Like, yeah, that's,
and we had our podcast, one of our podcast episodes take off too, because we started that new little thing, the Awkward Sex History.
Yeah, those are cool.
And I hope you guys like them. Go check them out on YouTube. If you see them, you know, interact with them, please. Now, I realize that part of our fan base here is that you guys are awkward. You don't like to go out and talk and make yourself known. But if you do enjoy this, we would really appreciate if you would go and like leave a review or like make yourself known a little bit.
Or like if you're on like the OnlyFans or Fansly or whatever, just like things.
Yeah. Any sort like, of interaction is fine.
It doesn't matter if you're like, wow, hot or whatever. Like just.
Yeah. You just like it. You can say, you can do a heart, anything, you know, comment. Right. A gif if you want to. Any interaction we appreciate, guys. But let's get into the nitty gritty today.
Yeah.
So was there any other questions that we had? Oh, I know what the other one is. Are we swingers?
Yes. Yes and no.
It's a broad question.
It is a very,
and I feel like that's something.
Swinger is a broad term in the lifestyle, I think. Like there's not like, okay, let me just do this little check mark in this box and we fit into this perfect mold of what everyone expects it to be, because there is so much that goes into the lifestyle and goes into being a swinger and what terms and names and definitions that everybody is everybody's different. It's not like you could be like, okay, just because I say I'm a swinger, the other people that you've met are also swingers. We're the exact same. No, like they are. There are so many different variations of what it can be and what it means.
We've discovered essentially that our way of doing it, right? We don't enjoy the intimacy of us with other people. Obviously, it's intimate because we're having sex.
Right.
But like, I don't want like sweet little kisses or hand holding or cuddling with another woman.
Right.
I want to fucking ravage her. You know what I mean? In front of you.
Right.
And be as dirty as possible and show it to you while I'm doing it.
Right.
Like, hey, check this thing out. And you want to enjoy it. And then you want to give a show.
Right.
But
we don't do the, you know, separate room. We don't go out on like individual dates with others.
Yeah,
like,
we're not going to have a guy texting her individually. And it's like not to anybody that does it. Like, that's fine.
That's the way that's you cool, do it. Like, that's cool.
We think we're damn near autistic. So like we can barely make eye contact with anybody else. You know what I mean?
Alone, like try to be like intimate, like in like flirty and sexy. And
yeah, like we want to have fun sex without having like the awkward intimate interactions. Right. You know, like I'm not trying to steal your girl.
I'm not going to flirt with you.
Well, I fucked the shit out of her with my 9-inch cock.
But yeah, no, like, I'm just too awkward to flirt and to know that people are flirting with me. It's like, I don't want that. I just come here and let's just have fun.
Yeah. So that's really what led to this, like, our big gangbang thing, right? Our group project, as we call it, on all the other platforms. The
group project, yes.
Is we found out that, like, while we were doing this, we kind of started doing fun little things with the virgins and being like,
okay,
the little games that we have are kind of like our favorite part of this.
Right. Like, I mean, there was, each of them had, like, I wouldn't say they were all unique and they each had their own little, like, game or whatever, but, like, some of them had other things.
Well, I think it came more down to we realized that we could control the situation, right? Like, we had full control over this fantasy, and we had an opportunity to mold it into whatever we wanted. And I had time, apparently, just to let my mind wander and come up with this crazy fucking idea.
Right.
So we'd always known that once you got through 1 to 10, Virgin 1 to 10, we were going to do some sort of celebration.
Now, right, because we were like, it was within 4 months, so yeah, like, that's a lot.
You fucked 10 virgins in 4 months, and which, that's a whole story for another time that I'm sure everybody's listened to. If you've not, you can go back and listen to those. We'll go into it in detail in a later episode again, I'm sure.
Right.
But 10 virgins. Four months. And we were like, okay, we've got to do something to celebrate this. I was obviously like, you know, we got to do something special because this is a pretty big event. The fact that you did, you know, 10 virgins.
In 4 months. Something to celebrate.
I like to call it the end of season one.
Right.
So we
didn't know it at the time, but now that's what we are calling
it. We kind of started talking about it and being like, what do we want to do? And we're like, okay, let's bring everybody back. So we ended up inviting back, we were able to get a hold of 6 of the 10.
Right.
And I think all 6 said they were down at first, and then 3 of them ended up dropping out because of COVID. This was right around that same time frame. So I was like, okay, we've got 3 people and me and you. So 4 guys and you. We got to do something interesting. You know, let me think. So I started like brainstorming, and I was like, you know what? Let's do a who's in me.
Right.
Where we blindfold you, and you have to guess who's in your mouth and who's in your pussy.
Right. And you're not going to believe which ones came back.
Yeah. So number 4, number 8, who's our 10.5, and then number 10 came back. So obviously she had a pretty decent idea that I was not the 10.5 inch.
And let's preface that number 10 was obviously the most recent that I had been with other than you, because we stopped at 10. So 4 was probably the oldest or the longest it had been since I'd been with him. But again, it had all been within 4 months. So like, it wasn't like it had been years and I'm like, oh, I don't know who this guy is. Like,
but I mean, let's start with the whole premise of the entire night. Basically, these guys came to a hotel that we had rented.
We had said that we had wanted to, like we said, we wanted to do something. And we had always talked about doing a gangbang.
And you were always like, nah.
Because I didn't want the full, like, I didn't want a bunch of guys coming in and being like
pushy
and dom and like rough and all that. Like, that's not for me at all. And so we started thinking, we were like, well, how can we do a group project like this and still have like be in control? And then we were like, well, what if we brought back some of the virgins? So that's how that went through.
They've all been pretty well controlled during the situation. So we figured we probably could control them again.
But like, with my anxiety, I have to know exactly what is going on and how it's going to go. Because if someone calls an audible in the middle of a film and tries to change the scene, it's not going to go well. And I will full stop and shut down and it'd be over. So I know it sounds bad saying that we're controlling them, but like,
this is your way of enjoying it though, right? You have the ability, you've put it out there. It's not like they don't know what's going to happen. Right. These are your terms for having a fun, sexy time.
Right. Like, they want to have sex for the first time. I want to help them.
And you want to experience new things while being in full control of the situation.
Right. And they all know. It's not like they show up to the house and I'm like, all right, you had no say in what's going on. Because we still ask them certain things, like, hey, you want to try this? Hey, you want to do that? And like, they're usually open to it. But like, yeah, like, I know that sounds bad to say that we're controlling, but like,
it's not. I think it's worth noting for other people that, like, hey, you can have these fantasies and you can be in control of these fantasies.
And you could, yeah, I agree.
And you know, obviously, there's different ways of going about controlling it. Taking guys' virginities is one way of doing it,
Right.
But once we kind of got everybody at the hotel, we sat everybody down and we did our interview. We went through, found out if anybody had been lucky.
And this was the first time that, because like we blur all their faces. So this was the first time. This was a big thing, I think. Like they all had to trust us that it wasn't going to be like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like they all met each other for the very first time and like saw each other's identities other than like.
Before it was just us, obviously, because we blur it and nobody else gets to see the footage.
Nobody
sees it. So these guys had all essentially seen each other's videos, but the faces were blurred. So they were actually able to put faces to the virgins themselves. And it was funny because we were able to see them interact and be like, oh yeah, man, you're the dude with the 2.5-inch dick.
Or, oh, I loved that one scene that you did. Yeah. That was awesome. And so it was like cool to see that they'd actually like watched them and like they had their own little like takes on it. And like, I like to me, I think that was like a huge thing was that they all trusted us. Like, yes, they had to trust us with the filming initially and all that. But like the fact that they still came back to film this group project and had to put their faith and trust in us that like these people weren't going to also rat each other out. Like, I don't know. Like I think about that a lot, how like,
I mean, it's cool that we just never think anybody watches our stuff. So anytime. Oh,
I know. But like, I do think about that quite a bit, how they had to like trust us in that situation to still protect their identities. So,
I mean, it's the same way too, though. We trusted them to, you know,
keep ours.
They had our address.
Right. Yeah.
So everybody's been cool about it, thankfully.
But yeah, so we had them show up. We started talking to them.
Did the interviews, found out what they did, if they'd been lucky, and the two, 8 and 10 had gotten lucky, but number 4, I don't think did, or maybe. I'll have to watch it again.
We haven't watched it yet. So, well, again.
We've watched it.
What?
We haven't watched it in years.
Right.
I don't need to. It plays for free in my head nonstop.
But like, so like we had the interview part. So like you guys will have to check it out. And, it, you know, just kind of like.
So we asked him and then we just basically got to the point where we're like, all right, well, she wants to suck.
We told him what we wanted to do. We took some pictures.
We took a few erotic photos beforehand that didn't turn out well, but it got her in the mood.
Right. And then, got them, you know, out of their heads a little bit too. Got the nerves kind of shaken out.
And then we were like, all right, go stand around and Steph's going to get down on her knees and go to town. And you had 3 cocks in front of you and you just kind of started going. And I had multiple cameras. I had a VR camera set up and ready to go. I had action cameras. I had my DJI camera. I got like 4 different cameras running at the same time. And then once you did the whole like playing with a few cocks thing, we went into the room.
Yeah.
And I had 2 things that I really wanted to film. And one of them was the group getting you undressed.
Right.
Which we captured. Pictures are fucking phenomenal.
Right.
And then the other one was us playing the game of who's in me. So they got you undressed. They played around with you a little bit. And then we blindfolded you. We had you lay on the bed with your head hanging over the back. And then we all went outside the room.
Yep.
And then
left me alone.
Left you alone, just sitting there naked with your mouth open.
Knowing what's going on. I mean, I could hear, but I couldn't.
And then we all kind of, like, we were being quiet outside the room. So we were like, okay, you go first. And then they went. And, you know, you can obviously see on the film who she's, you know, dealing with. But she has no idea. And then she has to guess which one of the 4 was me.
Right.
And that was, the first one was in her mouth, and she got it.
I was only supposed to guess you, but I was able to go ahead and guess. What?
You got everybody.
I'll say I got everybody. I was able to guess all 4 of them. And, you know.
And then we decided, hey, that worked out well. Let's go ahead and put it in her pussy.
Yeah.
So we had to spread your legs. And then we all did that. And then after that, I was like, well, I'm good. You know, we can just have fun. So we all just kind of fucked you. We took turns. Number 4 was the only one that finished other than me.
Right.
He finished kind of quick. So I remember being like, all right, you need to leave. Like,
are you good? Like, do you need
that post nut clarity hits? Nobody wants to be the first one finished at a gangbang, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's no fun. So I think we ended up putting a pause on it so we could get him out. And then we,
because like you could just tell he was like, I don't really want to be here anymore. But yeah, like,
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
And then we had 8 and 10 continue, and both of them had kind of anxiety in the first place as far as like finishing. Right. So we didn't put that anxiety on them to finish.
Right.
I feel like that's another thing worth mentioning. Like we talk about it often with you, right? That like we don't put the emphasis on it for you to have an orgasm,
right?
Because getting in your head is a big deal. But we also don't do that for guys,
right?
Because it works the same way. And I realize that our audience wants to see cum shots and stuff.
Right.
That's fine. But it's just not always going to happen.
Right. And it, what we say, like, we're batting, what, like 500 as far as if they actually come or not. And like, that's fine. Like I, like we said, we never put
they enjoy
on.
It. Like if you are a person that cannot enjoy sex without the orgasm.
Like, I know that they all probably feel
that's the end goal, obviously, but I enjoy the entire aspect of sex, not just the orgasm.
Right. And so it's like, you know, I know some of them, you could tell, like, they've been a little disappointed that, like, I don't remember which one it was, but I remember it was an early one. They couldn't come. And then they're like, well, am I still a virgin then? I'm like, no, dude, like, you're, that is gone. Just because you didn't come.
I think everybody has their own, like,
definition
of it. But to me, like, if you get your dick in a vagina and you're in there for more than a few seconds, I mean, really.
Right, like.
That's what it is. And, you know, an orgasm is not, I think, should not be a measurement of anything. Because there's so much involved in your head that even for a guy, that can, you know, mess with that. So we don't put that as a thing. Even when we have girls over, we'll tell them too, like, hey, if you can come and you want to come, like, let us know, communicate, we'll make you come 1,000 times, but like,
right, like whatever we have to do. But like, if you can't,
like, we're not going to put that pressure on you. You coming, baby? You almost there. Nobody wants
come on, you got to come.
We're here for the pleasure and we're here for, like,
having fun, the experience,
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So 8 and 10 did not finish, but after they left, I ended up getting you back and I was like, I needed to finish, obviously.
Right.
And I ended up blowing a huge load on your face as we kind of talked about the experience and stuff. The whole video is like an hour long. And
it's over an hour. It's not much over an hour, but it's over an hour.
Yeah, and it's expensive because it's an hour long, but there's a lot in there. I mean, there's a lot.
And there was a lot that went into it as far as like planning it and getting them there and just... It was a lot.
But you can find it. Go check it out on, you can find it on OnlyFans. You can find it on Fansly. VirginitySnatchers.com is going to take you to most of those sites. And that's probably where you find it. As far as games go though, right? We actually got to do this same scenario, on the down low.
Right.
Reversed, with a group of our friends. We weren't able to film it. Well, we were, but we aren't able to
release it.
And essentially, I got to do the same thing where, like, I had three women,
right,
and I had to guess which pussy was yours through eating it, getting my dick sucked,
and then fucking it. Yep.
And that was one of the greatest experiences.
Yeah, like, we went as far as, like, I took off my ring, I made sure, like, everyone put their hair back so that you couldn't, like, feel, like, oh, like, what the hair feels like, and, like, we took it serious, because we were like, he can't know. Based off of external factors, so.
I figured it out.
Oh, I know you did, but, like, I'm just saying, like.
My favorite part was getting my head pushed into a pussy without me knowing that it was there.
And you were like, ah, I smell it. It's amazing. It was pretty awesome. It was such a fun time. Like, I haven't laughed that hard in forever.
And that's the kind of sex I want to have, you know what I mean? The kind of really, like, just, like. Yeah, we're coming hard, but like
we're having fun,
laughing our asses off. You know what I mean? That's fun to me. Like, if it doesn't have to be serious, I don't want everything to be serious all the fucking time.
Right?
You and I get serious sex sometimes. You know, we're like in the heat of the night. I don't need anything too serious. Like, let's just have fun. You know, let's have it. Like, let's play a game. Let's be naughty. Let's be, you know, let's do things that like are consensual, obviously, but like maybe push the limit of what you,
or like, you know, something that you may not have ever thought to try in a group setting or an individual setting or whatever.
Yeah, so. I mean, the wild games are just what does it for us. And that, I mean, we've done like the erotic photo shoots. It's kind of the same idea, right?
It's very similar, yeah.
We pick an erotic magazine, a porno mag, and then we randomly open it and we have to recreate the scenes. And we've done that with women. We've done it with men. And we will do it again once we find the right people.
Right.
You know, it's just a matter of, that one's tough for it to get another dude that's not me, because they have to be able to keep their dick hard.
Right. So we certainly couldn't do it with a virgin.
No. And I didn't realize how difficult that was. Like, how much of a, like,
stop and go. Yeah. And that, but like the one that we did with the guy was
fine, but he also wasn't a virgin.
Right. He wasn't a virgin.
Yeah, he was just chill. That's the thing. Like, if you guys can like chill the fuck out, like, and not hit us up 24,000 times, like, give us a good pitch. You know what I mean? Give us a good open line of communication and then give us your availability.
Right.
We'll make it work. Then we will reach out when we're ready. But if you keep reaching out to us, I just don't want to deal with you because I've got too many fucking other things going on than to right. worry about you busting your nut.
Right.
And the last guy that we filmed with, it was not a virgin. We actually told him, I was like, look, you're going to come over and you're probably not going to come because of the scene that we have going on.
Right.
And if you want to work with us again, you probably need to understand that like we're using you as, you know, this is not a virgin video.
Right.
This is a
different type of video.
We have a very specific idea for what it is that we want to do.
Right.
So you cannot go rogue on it. And
he was chill.
He was fine. He understood it. I think he enjoyed it still. I mean, he didn't come, but it was because he said he couldn't come. He was like, I don't need to.
Right. He's like, I'm good. And it wasn't because it wasn't like, oh, he wasn't having fun. It was just like, I'm good.
Yeah. And that one was wildly naughty.
Yeah.
You'd never met him before. And it was just like, we acted like you lost a bet. And then. Yeah. The deal was that if I lost the video game, that you would masturbate for him.
Right.
You would just show
him. Off.
And then all of a sudden you look back at me and you're like,
I just want to
sit on it. Like, can I just see what it's like? So it's like just you just like not really fucking, but you're like sitting on it and showing it off. And like, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a black dude. He was about as big as I was. So you had 2 9-inch cocks essentially right. that you were playing with.
It was fun.
Yeah, we'll do something like that again.
Yeah.
But it's just, we got to find the right people in the right time. You got to be the right person.
It's got to fit.
You got to have, you know, the testing and stuff ahead of time. And you got to be willing to come to us and you got to be willing to play by our rules.
Right.
We just don't want to accept anything less than that at this point.
Yeah, anything other than that, it's
not worth it to us because we know what we're doing. We know what we're putting out. We know what we're comfortable with.
And we know what will
sell.
Right.
So at this point, that's just kind of our rules. So, it's a good chance that we'll send you this little clip of this video and just be like,
hey, listen to this.
But the best way too, to get a hold of us, like you can go to our website and you can actually like send a little message to us through the bottom. There's like a chat bot.
Ooh,
thing.
Okay.
But I would still say, send us an email instead. The Awkward Pillow Talk podcast, send us an email and it's got to have, you know, as much information as you can provide to us. Like I need a decent recent picture. I need information about you. I need a location. If you are an established OF creator, and you're a dude, probably not going to happen. That's just not like,
it's not our thing.
It's not what we're going for. We're looking for
inexperienced
dudes
or people that are not normally into filming.
Yep. Or women. We're open to all kinds of women because there's different things we can do with those scenarios.
Right.
But for guys, we're really looking for the amateur guys that don't film, you know,
on the regular,
or, you know, maybe have always wanted to film or weren't sure. I mean, there's just that certain raw emotion that comes to somebody that's never done something.
You can't say, oh, I could pretend to be a virgin. No. Well, no.
Well, look, you don't have to pretend to be a virgin. We'll figure that out. But the other side, you don't have to be a virgin for, right?
Well, yes.
If you can just show me that you've got a good personality and that you're not pushy and that you're not a dick, and that you're, it can't inconvenience us. You know what I mean? Like you just got to be easy to work with. And I realize we're asking for a lot, but
that is a lot, but you know,
there is somebody out there that will work for and that will enjoy it.
And you know,
and that understands that like, you're not going to get my wife on the side because like, she's just not that into you, bro.
Right.
She's fucking hooked on me. I don't know why. I can't get her off me.
Right.
But, hopefully this was a little bit of fun information for everybody today. I feel like this is a little different, not really like our full normal type. We were kind of everywhere. This is like the, reintroduction podcast, maybe.
Right.
But, if you are new, please follow us. Make sure you got that set on auto download for our podcast. We can get those numbers up and, make sure you check out all of our fun affiliates as well. Popstar, Hello Cake,
Fuse
Lenses, Bathmate. I got Kiru coming in soon.
Yeah.
We also tried out some stuff from Brazzers recently, which actually you enjoyed yours. You said yours was a solid.
Yeah, I like mine.
You had a vibrator. What was it called? I can't see it right now, but.
Look. Magic stick.
Oh, yeah. You had the magic stick. That's right. The magic stick.
That's right.
And I had the money shot. And I almost lost my penis.
Yes, it was almost gone.
It got stuck in it. I was scared. It was like 45 seconds into it. It started going. And I was like, I'm not sure this feels good. And then it just started sucking. I couldn't get it off. And at that point, I started
panicking.
And
you couldn't get it turned off.
It wouldn't turn off. It wouldn't stop suctioning. It wouldn't release. And I had to like basically pull my dick with all of its might.
And you also tried to not alert me because I was trying to also get mine.
She was enjoying herself. I didn't want to alert her, but I ended up having to.
And you're like, oh, this was almost really bad. So,
yep, I threw that thing to the side, and Kiru is now going to send me one to try out, and we'll see if that fits my dick.
Yeah. Because you had to tell them, hey, this one didn't work.
And like, they were like, hey, we got some toys to send you. And I was like, well, let me let you know that apparently I do not have an average size dick, because I never once thought that my dick could get stuck in a toy. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
So on that note.
But I will say, still thank you to Brazzers for sending it to
that's
us.
That's awesome.
And like, the toys are really good quality.
Yeah. Like, I like mine. I mean, it hasn't been able to make me come yet, but like.
It's strong. It's really good quality.
And I truly
mine
did enjoy
it. Good quality, and I wish it was bigger so that I did not get stuck in it, because I do think it would be enjoyable.
Right.
So, like, if you are considering the Brazzers toys, like, they are high quality.
Right.
I think
they
our experience was not normal. Right. So, just a consideration. But. Thank you for listening to us again.
Yeah.
Make sure you come. And if you want to see my beautiful wife have sex with me and multiple people, virginitysnatchers.com is going to be your best way to get there. We could certainly use the support, guys. OnlyFans, Fansly, Minivids, any of those places will get you the videos. That gangbang video is going to be up on Fansly. It's be the easiest place to find it is Fansly and Minivids.
Yep.
And if you are on OF and you want it, just message us and we'll send it to you as a locked message.
Yep. Like we said, it is a little expensive, but it is worth it.
Maybe you might be able to catch it on a discount at some point, but it is worth every penny. It's something you'll watch
absolutely
over and over and over again. And it's the most expensive one we have, so it's not like we're going to be like, hey, now that you bought this, we're going to send you even more expensive things.
Yeah, no,
this is the cream of the crop.
Unless so. You ask for a custom.
Customs, yeah, that is obviously more expensive. Which, hey, if you're looking for customs, we love doing customs too. Let's go ahead and throw that out there. $55 for the first 3 minutes, and then $10 a minute after that. That's just the base pricing. If you want, you know, personalization or anything else, it goes up from there. But like, hey, we love to get weird. And I'm still waiting for somebody to pay Steph enough to where she's willing to swallow my load. So you could be the first person ever to pay her to
and
swallow.
You've been taking pop stars, so I'm in trouble.
Swallow a load. Just imagine. I think $1,000 would do it, right?
Oh my gosh.
$1,000, that's what it is. $1,000. Whoever pays $1,000 gets the first video Steph swallowing my cum and letting us know if it tastes like pineapples. Thanks for listening, guys. AwkwardPillowTalk.com, VirginitySnatchers.com. I'm Jason Class. This is Stephanie Class, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available
right
opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential, you know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.